It had never occurred to me that someone who was living outside like that would not want other people to talk to them. He appeared to be intelligent and, you know, was reading and enjoyed reading. When I think about that, you know, of course, if I was reading at a cafe or reading wherever I was reading and someone just walked up and wanted to talk to me, my first response would be, no, I'm just sitting here reading. I don't necessarily want to take a break. I think particularly in Fort Wayne, there is a lot of discussion about what things should be happening downtown and what downtown should look like. There's a lot of excitement about that, but there are also not a lot of conversations about the negative aspects of our downtown or what that will look like. And so there are certain people left out of these conversations, and I would say that the homeless population is certainly one of them. This is Living Outside by Danny Pye. I've been living outside for a while now, but that's going to change soon. I got some things in the works, you know what I mean? But it's not easy. Here we don't have safe houses. In other states, like Michigan, when winters are harsh, there are places where you can go to try to keep warm. They're only open from around November or December to, say, February or March. Still, you got 12 hours to escape the cold, and maybe somebody going through that can use that to get a job. In Fort Wayne, there's the Rescue Mission and the Salvation Army. There are halfway houses, but you gotta have money for that. What people gotta understand is this is situation living. It can happen to anyone. It's easy to get separated from your money. That guy in the Bible, he's a good example. You know that guy they call Job? Satan took everything he had so he would turn on God. He refused to do that and he went bankrupt. That can happen to anybody. How you look at it depends on how stubborn you're going to be about it. You could have a big house, maid service, and you get complacent about material things, and you can end up sleeping outside. But then I had a friend who was homeless for 4 years and moved into an apartment. His situation changed because of the people he met out here. In college, they teach you about situation living, but they teach you that you'll become a success. Anybody can figure out how situation living works, but there are educated fools. If you don't catch on, you're in trouble. But once you catch on, a third grader can understand that once it gets cold, you gotta get warm. If you get hungry, you find food. A lot of people take to going to jail once it gets cold. You find ways. Me? I like to read. The library's full of books. When my situation changed, I wasn't trying to fight to stay inside. That word homeless, I can't relate to that because I made my home with God a long time ago. My home is wherever we lay it down together. A homeless person is someone who doesn't have a house and hasn't found a home with God. I have a home. I just live outside. And every night of the week except Saturday, we got a different group that shows up. That tells me that there's some good people in this world. About a year ago, this guy started showing up, asking if people needed assistance. I think what he does, it's a good thing. And I wouldn't have met him if he hadn't been here with a cheeseburger in his hand, asking if I needed a blanket. If I was raising money to support a thing, his group, I'd support it. But it can be tricky. Some of these people you meet out here you get a good feeling about. But sometimes they bring other people you aren't so sure of. People who might have other intentions. It's interruptions, just like TV. I can be sitting here, reading my National Geographic, and be interrupted. And maybe I don't want to talk to them. Maybe I just want to sit here, eat my cheeseburger, and read.